This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. A spokesperson for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office says the office has contacted Donald Trump's lawyers to arrange his surrender following his indictment on criminal charges. This, according to a spokesperson on Thursday, Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury after a probe into hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. The Trump campaign has issued a response. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Former President Donald Trump says his unprecedented indictment on charges involving payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign is political persecution. Trump, who has always denied any wrongdoing and repeatedly attacked the probe, predicted the indictment will damage Democrats in 2024. In a statement, his lawyer said Trump did not commit any crime. They said they will offer a vigorous defense to what they say is a political prosecution. The Manhattan District Attorney's investigation centered on money paid to former porn actor Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, whom Trump feared would go public with claims that they had extramarital sexual encounters with him. Trump is expected to surrender to authorities next week. I'm Norman Hall.
Evan Gershkovich, the American Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia on espionage charges on Thursday, was brought to a quick and closed-door hearing at a Moscow court, according to his lawyer, who was not allowed inside to see the charges against his client. The paper says it vehemently denies the allegations from the FSB, that's the Russian security organization, and seeks Gershkovich's immediate release. In Kenya, Nairobi faced another day of anti-government protest Thursday, called by opposition leader Raila Odinga, who is accusing President William Ruto of stealing last year's election and failing to control the surging cost of living. This is VOA News. 911 calls in the United States revealed the terror in Nashville on Monday during this week's school shooting. The AP's Ed Donahue has a report.
The callers were pleading for help.
Are you in a safe spot right now?
Recordings of three calls were released by police in Nashville. One woman called from the school.
In the art room.
Art room.
Yes, please hurry. I'm hearing you.
They're coming. They're coming.
Just try
to stay quiet. I don't know what's going on there.
Children can be heard in the background. Another caller says he was in a second floor room and asked the dispatcher to send help. He thought the shooter was on the second floor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Pope Francis's health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection, and he's resumed working while his treatment continues. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said this in a statement on Thursday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Pope Francis's health is improving, and he started working again after being hospitalized with a respiratory infection. That's according to a Vatican spokesman who also said treatment for the pontiff is ongoing. All of this comes as preparations for Easter events were underway on Thursday. The Pope was unexpectedly taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Wednesday after complaining of breathing difficulties. It's not clear when Francis might leave the hospital, though the Vatican said he was expected to spend a few days there.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Azerbaijan on Thursday denounced what it called slanderous comments by a senior Iranian military commander. It was the latest sign of fractious relations between the oil-rich Caspian Sea neighbors. Baku made the remarks a day after Azeri Security Services said they were investigating an attack in which a lawmaker with strong anti-Iranian views was shot and wounded in his home. An open letter signed by Elon Musk, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, and other prominent high-tech experts and industry leaders is calling on the artificial intelligence industry to take a six-month pause for the development of safety protocols regarding the technology. The letter, which as of early Thursday had been signed by nearly 1,400 people, was drafted by the Future of Life Institute, a nonprofit group dedicated to steering transformative technologies away from extreme large-scale risks and toward benefiting life. And that, of course, is a quote from its mission statement. A military spokesperson says 9 people were killed in a crash involving 2 U.S. Army Black Hawk medical evacuation helicopters conducting a nighttime training exercise in Kentucky. A statement from Fort Campbell released that news on Thursday. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.